Election results won't be official until absentee ballots are counted. As WXXI's Noel Evans reports, one local Native American voter says that there is more than partisan politics on the line.
Michael Galbin is a Native American citizen of the Washoe and Northern Paiute people. He says that while some indigenous people do not vote in U.S. elections, he did.
I really do see my vote as having an impact into the future. You know, my children yet unborn, generations yet unborn, they feel the impact of our decisions today. This is a fundamental truth.
Galbin says that many in this area don't vote outside of their own systems of governance, whether as an expression or assertion of their sovereignty, or out of a feeling of powerlessness to have an impact in U.S. governance. He doesn't fault them for it.
I would never criticize somebody for that stand. That's sort of the real beauty, maybe, of indigenous thought, is that we can be lots of things and we can be tolerant of all kinds of ideas.
Of the hundreds of treaties between Native American nations and tribes and the U.S., Galbin says every one of them has been broken, so there's very little trust in those relationships. For the Haudenosaunee people of this region, they have inherited one of the oldest democracies in the world, the Iroquois Confederacy. Galbin says that the biggest difference between what Haudenosaunee people created and U.S. democracy today is that the Haudenosaunee honor strength in unity with the power of a complex ideology called the good mind, with kind and loving intention. In the U.S. today, he says there's very little common ground and far more fractures. For Galbin, leadership based in truth holds a future, while leadership that lies to the people cannot progress.
We're just a portion of creation, not the entirety. And so, you know, that's always been our position as Native people, is to protect the environment, protect creation. And that, for me at least, appears to be on the ballot.
Noel Evans, WXXI News.